I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome to the Ray Lucia Program. Glad to have you on board. 844-RAY-SHOW, the number. If you want to jump in, let's get it on. 844-729-7469. Emails at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. It's that simple. A lot of ground to cover today. Steve Allendorf will be joining us. We'll talk about what's going on with the new tax law and mortgage rates, interest rate deductions, and all that good stuff. Stuff we need to know about. Also, in a bit, 68% of Americans with debt doubt they will ever be debt-free. Are you one of the 68%? That's just a horrible statistic when you think about it. Doesn't matter how old you are, the thought of never, ever being out of debt. I don't know for you, but it's somewhat frightening for me. We'll talk about that. But I want to begin today with this stock surge that we've seen so far in 2018. Almost unprecedented. It may be unprecedented as far as I'm concerned. That, you know, monumental stock market performance over the last 8 years. In fact, this will likely be the longest bull market in all of history. Remember, the longest as of today is 113 months long, from the fall of 1990 to the spring of 2000. We're at about 105 months, if my finger calculations are correct. We're at 105 months and a half. That's pretty incredible when you think about it. And this has not been a volatile market at all. During the course of that 105 months. Of course, it was really, really volatile before that with that massive decline that we saw, 57% peak to trough from the winter. Actually, it was the October of 2007 up to March of 2009. 57%, pretty brutal. But the rebound has been astronomical. And anybody that's been fully invested, as we discussed yesterday, has done exceptionally well, in particular, if you've been adding money along the way. Nonetheless, when we talk about this unbridled stock surge, so many people are thinking that there's an overshoot phase of this bull market underway. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that because it may, in fact, be true. It doesn't bother me. I don't care. You know, I anticipate bear markets, and we will talk about value averaging as we do almost daily on this program because, hey, it only makes sense that if you expected a certain rate of return over the course of the last year and you got significantly more than that, unless you're, you know, 25, 35, 40 years old and you've got a 25 or 30 year time horizon, you might just scrape some of that cream off the top. Will it affect your return long term? Probably. It'll probably mean you won't make as much money. But you'll feel a lot better. Your risk will be lower. Your volatility will be lower. And you'll have a bunch of free money, like going to Vegas, baby, which you can put to use somewhere else. I use the analogy all the time that if I've made, 25% in the last year, it's probably closer to 30% now in the last 12, 13 months, and you only expected to earn 10, you got 20% more money. If you start with $500,000, that's 100 G's. You could yank $100,000 out of the market and do any one of a number of different things with that money. Go out and buy some real estate. Not that real estate isn't pricey as well, but maybe you can find some cash flowing real estate. Be hard to do that in the area in which I live with $100,000 down, unless I could find a $200,000 piece of property. But I can assure you, in San Diego, California, those don't exist. But could I go to Texas or go to Houston or something like that? Probably. And get a nice, healthy down payment, a low mortgage, and rent the place out for a positive cash flow. And put cash flow in my pocket. Perhaps some tax benefits on that cash flow. And maybe get some appreciation. Will it do as well as the stock market? Probably not. With a lot less volatility, however. Anyway, Michael Santoli wrote about this. He says the fast start for stocks this year is hinting that the upside, quote, overshoot of this bull market may be underway. Do you think so? I don't know. There's a lot of enthusiasm out there and super amounts of confidence. So I don't think there's a short-term issue with this being a bubblicious market or whatever. I don't think there's cause to be super concerned that today you need to go out and sell. But just for perspective purposes, here's what he had to say, and I thought this was fascinating and something that I thought I should share with you. He says stocks were probably in the same kind of overshoot for nearly 3 years from 1997, the top, up to early 2000. Remember that? In December of 1996, Alan Greenspan said the market was irrationally exuberant. And then we went on from 97 to early 2000, and the market doubled. And then, of course, it collapsed in, March of 2000 through 2002. Yeah, we had 3 years of down markets. He goes on, a decent characterization is an overshoot is when stocks accelerate upward from already high levels as public eagerness to chase equities pushes the market up faster than the fundamentals are improving and investors extrapolate good economic trends well into the future. It sounds a little tiny bit like today to me. But I think we have good reason to be a little bit more optimistic today. We have a whole new tax plan, a whole new administration, a whole new Make America Great theme. And there just seems to be more confidence, especially as it relates to the financial markets. The people that I talk to, hardly any of them are bearish. He goes on, we've certainly seen acceleration with stocks up more than 4% in the first 2 weeks of January. As strong as 2017 was, it was an orderly climb in small steps. This year, the Dow Industrials have had 3.8% gains in the first 9 trading sessions. So he's talking about, we're off to this magnificent start, but it's still just January. Will there be a pullback of a few percentage points? You bet there will. You got to plan for that kind of stuff. So I don't put a lot of credence in this. If you're a long-term buy and hold investor, it should be no big deal to you. It really should be no biggie. If you're a market timer, do so at your own peril. I don't see where that can really benefit you. You know, you jump out of the market now, and the market keeps going up and up and up and up, and you kick yourself several times. Then you finally get convinced to jump back in, and that's when it hits. We discussed this yesterday. You know, being out during just a few months can really have a devastating impact on your rate of return. Remember we talked about what happened from March of 2009 during the next quarter? During the next quarter, if you were a diversified holder of equities, both domestic and globally, you probably would have given up 25%. 25% if you'd gone to cash. So how many market timers would have been smart enough to have gotten out before March of 2009 and then jumped back in on the 10th or the 9th? Not very many is the point. So this unbridled stock surge, maybe a signal of an overshoot. Do a little value averaging and then move on. All right, we come back. Debt, 68% of Americans doubt they will ever be debt-free. Is that you? And what should you do about it? That's coming up. Also, Steve Allador just around the corner. Don't go away. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're one of the the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness. You may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Check this out. 68% of Americans with debt doubt they will ever be debt-free. It's pretty sad when you think about it. Over two-thirds of American adults with debt are not confident they'll ever be able to pay it off, according to creditcards.com. A full 30% of that group believes they'll never, ever, ever be debt-free. 38% aren't sure if they will ever pay off all of their bills. This is either one of two things: irresponsible behavior, in other words, buying too much stuff, crap maybe, or not having enough income to support yourself. And, you know, both of those are changeable. I remember once upon a time when I was young and having babies and all that stuff. Well, my wife had the babies, but I did participate, I think, I hope. I had three jobs. You know, what do you do about this? Well, you might have to pick up a little hustle on the side. I mean, you can't work a couple weekends a month or a couple of night gigs. And obviously, if you're 70 years old, that's a little more difficult than if you're 28 or 38 or even 48 for that matter. But it's important that you have a goal to be debt-free, and it's becoming more and more important today because interest rates are likely heading up. Here to talk about that, Steve Allendorf, our loan financial planner at loanfinancialplanner.com. Well, what's the bad news here, Steve? Are rates going to go jumping through the ceiling, or is it going to be okay for a while?
Well, first, let me kind of respond to the point you just made, because it is concerning, and unfortunately, I think that in the school system, whether you're talking about elementary school, high school, or even college, there should be mandatory classes on how to manage money. And we just don't see that in the United States. And you're absolutely right. If people have credit debt and they're fearful that they're not going to be able to pay it off, then they're doing some things wrong. They're not managing their monthly not just their income, but what they spend, whether it be on their house payment or rent or buying things. Credit has become potentially way too easy. And the next thing you know, you got $50,000 or $30,000 in credit card debt. You're not managing your money properly. We can see this as a major issue down the line, especially if both mortgage rates go up. And with the Fed increasing short-term rates, that's affecting the interest rates on credit cards. So people are going to owe more per month on their credit card debt just to either make the minimum payment or try and pay it down. So that's a scary thought.
Exactly right. You know, one of the first things I learned as a young financial wizard was I think they used the example of a 19% or 18% credit card way back when. You went out and charged $2,000, made the minimum payments. It took you like 36 years and 2 months to pay the doggone thing off. And that's part of the problem, because interest rates, and you will attest to this, I'm sure, but interest rates have actually gone up since the introduction of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, from like 13% or 11 or 12% back in the day to 16% on average for credit cards. That I mean, I thought that CBPOAB, whatever it is, the initials, I thought they were supposed to be around to help consumers, not hurt.
Well, you know, and the crazy thing is, I got a credit card offer in the mail yesterday. You know, great news. We'll be able to offer you this credit card, pay no interest through August of 2018. And after August of 2018, your interest rate's going to be between 18 and 19%. A lot of these credit cards are based on prime plus a margin. Prime going up with the Fed's increasing interest rates increase the rates on the credit cards. But also the offers you get are going to be predicated on your credit scores. Better the credit score, because they'll do a soft pull, they'll look at your credit profile, the better rate you're going to get on your credit card. But the more credit debt you have, the worse your credit scores are, meaning that the credit card interest rates that are going to be offered to you are going to be higher. So it's a real catch-22.
Mortgage rates, there's some news about interest rate deductibility and all that stuff. And if you sell your home, there you might have to wait 5 years now. Is there any truth to that?
Well, here there are some interesting things that have come up on the new tax plan. And be aware that all of this stuff has passed, but it was interesting because I had a conversation with my CPA this morning because I wanted to get some clarification on his side. And he's thinking for all of these new changes on some of them, it may take up to 2 years before the IRS defines and gets out all of the guidelines and specifics. So it's going to be a wing by the seat of your pants in the next year or two. But here are some of the changes that are going to affect people that have mortgages and or real estate. First off, they were originally talking about with the capital gains. Currently right now, it's you have to be in your home 2 out of the last 5 years to be able to qualify for the $250,000 free capital gains if you're single, $500,000 if you're married. They were talking about changing that to you having to live in the property 5 out of the last 8 years. However, they didn't change that. So that's good news.
Yeah, I think the real estate lobby got all over them on that one, and the mortgage companies as well. And I think that's a good thing. I'm glad that didn't go through, because that's kind of a super pain, and it messes up a lot of people's plans.
Correct. So it was lobbied real hard, and it changed at the last minute. So that's good news.
I'm getting kicked out of my house come this summer because the folks that we're renting it from want to move back into it and live in it for 2 years and sell it to get almost all of the capital gains tax
free. Yeah, so that's a great way to manage being able to, you know, keep as much equity as you can in real estate that's earned equity by appreciation. Some of the other positive things is that standard deductions are going to be now at $12,000 annual, and if you're married, that's for single people, and if you're married, up to 24.
But hang on a second. That is a good thing in some respects, but for individuals that have been getting a mortgage interest deduction, the mortgage interest deduction and all of the other deductions now have to exceed that standard deduction.
Correct.
Before you even get to deduct anything. So it does potentially make your mortgage interest more expensive because it's not going to be paid with soft dollars. So this has to be taken into account too.
Absolutely. Now, the one of the big changes is that currently right now you can deduct up to $1 million worth of mortgage payments and interest. And if you have purchased a home from December 15th, 2017, moving forward, that reduces down to $750. But the good news is that if you had a mortgage prior to December 15th, then that $1 million deduction for mortgage interest is still going to apply
didn't know
to
that.
You.
All right, we're going to go through more of this. This is important information that everybody needs to know about their money, perhaps their business and their life, with my special guest, Steve Allendorf, LoanFinancialPlanner.com. He's the best in the biz. I call him that because I know that, and I've known it for better than 25 years now. LoanFinancialPlanner.com. More with Steve when we come back from the break. Stick around. This is the one talk show in America you got to tune into, folks, every day. The Ray Lucia Program, back in a flash. I'm a man.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books, and unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show. A really big show with Steve Allador, Loan Financial Planner. LoanFinancialPlanner.com is how you get a hold of him. Best in the biz, Steve. There's so much in the new tax bill and so much that people need to know. I ought to just shut up and let you go. Go ahead.
All right. So, you know, going on from what we were talking about as far as the changes in the tax plan. So mortgage interest, if you've purchased a home after the 15th of December, max deductibility is up to $750,000. In California and New York, this is where another big part's going to come into play, is the maximum you're going to be able to deduct on property taxes, state and local taxes, is now only going to be $10,000.
Yep.
So some of us are going to lose some tax deductibility if your property taxes and or state or local taxes.
Yeah, some of the states are getting pretty sneaky, super sneaky. Yep. They're going to do this charitable donation thing. I don't know if you've followed that. I don't know if it flies, but they want to get back at Trump so bad on this tax bill. And, of course, you know, save the state tax deduction and the property tax deduction, that they're coming up with more creative ways to pay those things. Don't go there yet, folks, because I suspect that will not come to fruition, but it could be wrong. But there's more stuff on home equity and all that that people need to know about.
Yeah, if you own a second home, in the past, you were able to write off the interest on second home.
Yeah, as long as you didn't exceed the $1 million combined.
Correct. That is going away.
You also could write off interest on up to $100,000 of home equity over and above that million, and that's been ditched.
It has. And at this point, and you're not grandfathered in. So if you've had a line of credit for a period of time, then you may lose that deductibility. But there are two different ways that they're going to look at the lines of credit based on how you've used it. One is acquisition dollars.
Right.
So if you've done any major improvements to the home, those major improvements, it still looks like that will be tax deductible. Any use of that line of credit for, let's say, student loans for the kids, paying off credit cards, you are going to potentially lose that tax deductibility. But right now, all we have is the basis of what the plan is. As I was telling you off air, I talked to my CPA this morning, and he's thinking it may be a year or two before we get final concrete definitions of exactly how the IRS is going to look at it, what the accountants and CPAs are going to be required to do as far as how they calculate it. So as far as doing taxes in the next couple of years, there's going to be a lot of flying off the seat of their pants as far as putting all this info together. The other thing, too, is based on the fact, and we're talking about equity lines. So a lot of people out there are going to lose the tax deductibility. But on top of that, with the feds talking about three potential more increases to short-term rates, as we've talked about many times, when the feds increase short-term rates, usually a quarter point at a time, prime will move up in that same direction. And the majority of all equity lines are based on prime. So people have had equity lines. I think we've seen, maybe three to four changes so far in the last year and a half. So we've seen an increase, I think, of almost a full point to a point and a quarter on our equity lines. We may see another three-quarter point increase at the end of the year, by the time the end of the year rolls around.
And it could be more if Trump gets this 4% growth he keeps talking about. The Fed could move more aggressively.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we'll see that. But we'll see what happens. But let's assume it does. Prime moves up to 5.25, and you either have an existing line of credit at prime plus zero, prime plus one, or up to 2.5. You're looking at your equity line interest rate, which a year and a half to 2 years ago was in the threes, going up to the mid fives, all the way up to the mid sevens. So the bottom line is, it may make incredible sense right now, based on the fact that your line of credit has gone up in interest rate, will continue to go up in interest rate, and that you may lose tax deductibility, that you may look at, if you have enough equity in your property, refinancing that equity line into a new first mortgage And I can potentially do some calculations to let you know, is that going to make sense? We can project out what your line of credit cost is potentially going to be, eliminating what the interest deduction, and you may find that doing a refinance right now, even if you're increasing your rate a little bit on your current first, may make sense.
Steve Allador at LoanFinancialPlanner.com. He is the man when it comes to this stuff. Now, there's also some information that I was reading. You may have sent it to me. I think you did. On these HERO loans. Can you explain what a HERO loan is and what modifications they're making there?
Yeah. So the HERO or the PACE loan, these are loans that are being offered for home improvement. So people have taken these loans instead of potentially doing lines of credit. And what they tout on these particular loans is they will attach the loan to your property tax bill, which then gives you the deduction through your property taxes of this type of a loan. So that all sounds good, but the majority of the HERO and or PACE loans that I've seen are at interest rates of between 6, 8, 9%. So even if you're getting the tax break by it being put on your property taxes, you're still probably paying out a net at 4 or 5%.
Plus, the people that did that in California, if you only get $10,000 in state and local and property tax, you screwed yourself with that loan, I think.
Correct, because if you've got a large enough loan, if you've taken out a large enough PACE loan, that may be $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 that's added to your property tax bill every year. Now, here's the thing, is that up until a couple of weeks ago, FHA was still allowing us to do either purchase or refinances if a PACE loan was on the property. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have been requiring us to pay it off. We just received a memo from FHA that FHA is no longer going to allow a property to have a PACE loan or a HERO loan if they're doing either a purchase or a refinance. So what does that mean? That means that if you have a PACE or HERO loan and you're selling your property, then that loan's got to be paid off. It cannot be transferred to the new owner. If you're looking to refinance your existing property, whether you're looking at a conforming loan or an FHA loan, that PACE loan needs to be paid off.
Suffice to say that you need an evaluation of all of your debt. I mean, this is the time to do it. It's early in the year. You still have some time. You need an evaluation of all of your debt and your payments and your interest and your mortgages and your credit cards and all of this stuff so that you can figure out, do you consolidate? Do you, you know, borrow money out of your 401k to reduce your debt? The one good, I think, news in all of this is the fact that, the home values have gone up quite substantially over the last few years. So that could buy you some flexibility, perhaps a lot of flexibility, in dealing with this debt, correct?
Yeah, and as part of what I do as a loan financial planner, is let's say somebody comes to me, they've got an existing first, a line of credit, they've got credit card debt. I'm just not going to say, hey, here's what we're going to do and we'll lower your payment. Is I will provide a breakdown going, okay, here's what you're paying out right now. Here's what we're going to be able to do by doing a refinance. So let's do this as a one-time cleanup, so to speak. And then what I'll be able to do is show a borrower that let's assume that we're paying off a line of credit. Let's assume we're paying off credit card debt or car loans. And in those scenarios, if you have enough equity in your property to be able to do that, we may be saving you $500, $800, $1,000 or more per month in monthly outgo. Now, that the key then is, once you've done the refinance, is to make that savings work for you. You can do it a number of ways. One, you can apply some part or all of it to paying down your mortgage balance to, in a sense, pay down quicker the amount that we've added to the loan. You can take that savings and then you can invest it, whether it be into some type of a CD, whether it be into an investment account, so that 5 to 10 years down the line, you've generated a significant amount of assets or equity to show for that savings that we have, so that if you get yourself into a position where you've got credit debt, you now have money to pay it off.
See, one of the things I would probably recommend is for individuals that aren't maxed out on their pre-tax retirement account to get back some of those tax deductions. If you got $800 a month more and you and your spouse can put, you know, that extra $10,000 away, that's all income tax deductible. So on one hand, you lost a deduction, but you got it back on the other. Steve Alador, Loan Financial Planner. Get a hold of him right now, and he'll do that assessment for you. It's really, really important to do it early in the year. Steven, thank you so much, buddy. We'll talk next time.
Always a pleasure.
Back with your emails here on the Ray Lucia Show. Stick around for the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. The Ray Program, back in a flash.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271.
1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we're back on the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. 844-RAY-SHOW. Emails at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Man, I've gotten a lot of questions in on the tax bill. And, you know, to be honest with you, I'm even struggling with a little bit. This is supposed to be some simple tax plan. Well, I guess if you make $40,000 or $50,000 a year and you don't own a home and you don't have any write-offs and all that stuff, it's pretty simple. But the small business owner, especially the pass-through business owner, that is so doggone complicated. It's really, really sophisticated stuff. And how they came up with that, I'm sure I know how they came up with it. They had to pacify, you know, some of the Congress people, because they said, well, wait a minute, you can't give the big corporations all these great tax benefits and screw the little guy, which I've been in favor of for many, many years. Many years I've talked about that. The fact that the small business owner takes all of this risk, doesn't make multi-millions of dollars, doesn't have financing capabilities, certainly the way that public companies do. Public companies have capital up the wazoo. But, you know, you own a small shoe store or something like that, you don't have squat, man. You got to do it all yourself. So it's really complex. But basically, you know, if you want to think of it simply stated, if you're a small business owner, you have to take what is called reasonable compensation under Code Section 162. And then your profits that pass through to you at your ordinary income tax rate. So if you make a $50,000 profit after you took a $75,000 reasonable salary for a total of $125,000, that $50,000 you get to exclude $10,000 of it. So you only pay ordinary income tax on $40,000 of the $50,000 gain, which is a huge benefit, by the way. Because that, if you're in the 30% tax bracket, that little deal right there just saved you $3,000. But it's way more complicated. That's the easiest way that I can explain it. Way, way more complicated. And then you got, if you're a professional corporation, a doctor, a lawyer, a CPA, I think even a broker, financial advisor, money manager, it doesn't work. It's like being a personal service corporation. So I have to bring you more about that. As I had lunch with my best friend who's a lawyer yesterday, a tax lawyer, and he had a hard time explaining it to me. Oh, Lord, tax simplification. Yeah, sure. All right, so our first email of the day comes from Charles, who's in charge here. Yesterday you talked about value averaging. I'm 48 years old. Is this something I need to do? Okay, so when I talk about value averaging yesterday or whenever I talk about it, It's simply taking a look, as I said earlier today, at what you would have been happy with this time last year. Remember, we talked this time last year, and we said, okay, what did you expect your 2017 return to be for your stock market investments? I mean, I always say 8%, because I'm assuming, you know, the worst. Like, the worst 30-year period for stocks is 8%. Now, if you don't have 30 years, then obviously there's some reshuffling of the deck that you might need to do. But But here Charles is 48 years old. So he ain't no spring chicken, but he's certainly not an old codger either. So Charles, this, first of all, I can almost assure you that if you value average, it will impact your returns to the negative if you don't reinvest that money after the crash, if there is one. But you probably will sleep a lot better. So here's how it works. So Charles talked to me last year, I'm making this up, and I said, Chuck, what do you expect to earn on your stock portfolio this year? And Charles says 10%. And we take a look at what he actually earned. He earned 30%. By now, he probably would have earned 30% because last year was the market was up like 25. And we've got at least another 5 so far. So he's got 20% more in the stock market than he had anticipated. So what do you do with that? You went to Vegas. You're up 20% more than you expected. Do you go all in with that, or do you scrape some off the table and put it in your pocket for the next time? And what value averaging suggests is that anything over the 10% that you expected, you scrape off the top, you put it in your pocket. Or you can scrape it off and put it elsewhere. As I mentioned earlier in the program, you know, maybe there's some real estate out there, something that doesn't correlate positively with the stock market. Remember the discussion we had last week where the markets, whether, you know, they're the domestic or the international, the emerging market, they used to have a lot of either discorrelation or they certainly didn't move in lockstep. But for the most part, equities all around the world kind of move in lockstep now. So, I mean, finding a real estate investment or something like that could make a lot of sense. Or you just hold that money in abeyance, and when the market does ultimately decline, you plow that money back in. What value averaging encourages you to do is to meet your expected return every year, even if you have to feed the pig. For example, you got $100,000. You expect the market to go up 10% this year. It goes up 20. So you have 120,000. You expect it to have 110,000. Scrape 10 off. Put it in the bank. Next year, you expect to have $122,000. You have 115. Well, take $7,000 out of the 10 that you had left over from the prior year and add it to the portfolio in addition to whatever else you added. That's pretty simple stuff. You will not be the richest person in the graveyard, as I've said many times before, but it will give you the intestinal fortitude to stay invested and to stick to some kind of a game plan. And this particular game plan forces you into buying low and selling high. That's all. And I'll have more to talk about rebalancing because I've many times mentioned rebalancing as something that I am not a huge fan of. And I'll have to explain why on a different show, a different hour. Next up, we have Sue. My home is worth $580,000. I owe $80,000 on it. Should I pay off the mortgage, 4.3%? I have an IRA and a brokerage account. Well, Sue, probably. You know, I look at this now, and you're probably not getting an interest deduction. And a 4.3% guaranteed tax-free rate of return sounds pretty good to me with safe money. So, yes, pay it off. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in to Ray Lucia's program that helps you make better money moves. God bless. Make it a great, great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio. We'll be right back.